What does integrity mean? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with the thought for today. What does integrity mean? This morning I worked on a little presentation on the internet for integrity and sincerity and self. And I spelled it out a little bit. Integrity is one of the toughest, most demanding things that we could ever ask of ourselves, really. One of the most toughest, demanding things that we could ever want from our life. And it is only an absolute genius who achieves the fulfillment of integrity and sincerity. Because integrity means being yourself and having fun. Now, do you think that's easy? Well, you just try it. When you are being yourself, you are untouched by anything else in the world. When you are being yourself, you are concerned only with things that are you, you know. And if somebody else is in the picture, that's fine too, but it's you, always you. And when you talk to people, you're talking to people. It's not you're talking to people the way your mommy wants you to talk to people. You're talking to people the way you want to talk to people. You say, well, I was raised to have manners, and I was raised to be a good girl and be a good boy. I was raised to have integrity. Like Ellen tells me, she went down to see the young men who were working on our trees, cutting up the logs on our property and getting rid of the big old trees that had expired. And when she went down there, she said she was purely delighted. The two young men who were the sons of Antonio, is it? Or what is it?
Alfredo.
They were just the most mannerly, beautiful, sensitive, caring young men you could ever want. They're 18 and 19 or something like that, you know. And then the man who was with them, an older man, he probably was 30, you know, an older man, spoke no English, just Mexican. And I told Ellen, I said, anyone who comes on our property to do any work here, even if they're hired by somebody else, we got to check to make sure that they have their green cards or they have their proper identification allowing them to be in the United States, because we do not want to violate any of the rules of the Immigration Department, you know, by having that here. And so Ellen went down and talked to them. They were happy to show their cards and their identification and their approvals and so forth. And Ellen said, I hope you don't mind. And they said, of course not. We understand this is what is expected. That's why we got our cards, because we want to be cooperative. Well, Ellen went down there, and as she went down there, what she did was she took herself. Now, Ellen thought, aren't these beautiful young men? You know, Ellen's a little older than 35, but she said, aren't these beautiful young men? Why? Because a beautiful young lady went down to see the beautiful young men. She had her personal integrity. She had her personal sincerity. She went down there expecting these young men to be very courteous and very wonderful, expecting these young men to listen to what she had to tell them about the work to be done, expecting these young men to have proper identification so that if the Border Patrol came by and said, what are you doing here, you know, and they say, well, we're working here and we have our card, and then that's okay. Now, you see, that's in personal sincerity and integrity. Now, was Ellen being herself and having fun? Sure. Did Ellen go there saying, oh, I wish I didn't have to ask. I wish I didn't have to check on these things. I wish I didn't have to do these things. I wish I didn't have to. You know, if Ellen ever says that sort of thing, Ellen should drop dead. Because she's not being herself and having fun. She's being somebody else. She's carrying out somebody else's world, somebody else's rules, somebody else's life. Just that simple. And if you're going to go around carrying out the rules of the government, carrying out the rules of the president, carrying out the rules of your mommy or your daddy, you know, the way they've trained you, then you're in trouble. If those rules are not your rules, then you're in trouble. If everything you do in life is your rule, is what you believe in, it's what turns you on, it's what makes you happy, then you have personal integrity and sincerity. And the most difficult thing in the world to have is personal integrity and sincerity. And why? Because it comes from within. Mm-hmm. It comes from liking yourself. When you like yourself, you have no objection to following the rules of wherever you are. If you don't like the rules in America, then go to some country that has rules that you do like, you know. And if no country has the rules you do like, well, then create a country of your own. Go get some desert island or something, you know. But make sure it doesn't belong to another country. Because then you're responsible to live by the rules of the country that the island belongs to. So you have to be real careful. But the thing is, if you are just a normal, fabulous, magnificent, creative being, you will be in a world that you have created. You'll be in a world that you have created. You know, there are people who can speed down the highway at excessive speeds, and they don't get caught. Now, they should get caught because they're speeding. But that's you who should get caught because you think somebody's speeding. But the people who are speeding do not think they're speeding. They are testing the vitality of their car. They want to see if their car will run 80 or 90 or 100. You know. They'd like to be out on the salt flats, you know, and run it out. But and of course, burn out the car, too, because the car isn't designed to go that fast for very long. What it'll do, it'll go that fast, but then it'll burn itself out. Totally burn itself up. And you see, that's why people do it. The kids who do wheelies all the time, you know what a wheelie is? Mm-hmm. When they do a wheelie, they're just burning up their own tires. And the people who are watching it are saying, they got their wheels up in the air with the hind wheels, you know, just roaring them down the road. And they're just, you know, at full blast. The metal to the pedal, or the pedal to the metal. Yeah, the pedal to the metal. Push it down on the floor, and away you go. And what goes on with those kids? People, they're all kids when they do it. They're not thinking of getting caught. They're not thinking of violating the law. They're just thinking, what can their car do? Now, somebody else who wants to go fast and do things, they're creating themselves getting caught. And they do. They do. Like Brian said the other day, he got a ticket for speeding. And I said, Brian, were you drinking? Nope. He said, I don't drink. And I said, well, that's to your benefit. And I said, why do you think you got caught? He says, well, I had something on my mind. I said, that's for sure. You see, whenever we don't believe in ourselves, whenever we got something on our mind, some unhappiness or something, we lay ourselves open to having somebody step on our tail feathers and slow us down and remind us, hey, cool it, just cool it. You don't need an attitude like that. You see, that's personal integrity and sincerity. When you have personal integrity and sincerity, you're not living in this world for somebody else or in opposition to somebody else. You're living for yourself. You're living happily, harmoniously, peacefully for yourself. You're being yourself and having fun. And that's not anything necessarily or ever in violation to anything. It's just in harmony with everything. In harmony with everything. I don't know. You look at some of these kids who want to be space pilots and stuff like that, and they build rockets in their backyard. And my gosh, you know, that's so dangerous and so dangerous. But what happens? Nothing. Nothing. They're dreaming. They don't think of something happening to them. They think, now, how can I create this rocket to go up in the sky? How can I create it to go and do what I want it to do? I mean, we're going to experiment. And how wonderful, you know? And the silly things that they do, and the dangerous things sometimes they do, but their heart is not on the danger, not on the silliness, it's on their dream. And so when we really walk the path of our dream, magic happens to us, and wonderful things happen to us, and we are really very content. Now, the thought just came to me that if I want to be content and happy as I'm giving my talks in the morning, I must just use the teensy-weensiest little bit of wisdom. The teensy-weensiest little bit of wisdom. I wonder what that could be. The teensy-weensiest little bit. I walk into the house with Rex and his leash in my hand. I put his leash up where I put the leashes. If I just bring his leash to the table here, and then when we sit down, take his leash and hook it on the leg of the table here and hook it on Rex, he would not be running anywhere. He would be staying right here because that's the limit of his leash. And he is not unhappy about it. He just says to himself, well, I'm on the leash, so I guess that's as far as I go. And when he's off his leash, he goes 2 feet away and sits down. He isn't interested in doing something or going somewhere. He's just interested in being with us, but being his own game, whatever it may be. And the leash is fine. Now, is that a very simple thing? Would that make Rex happy? Oh, yeah. Would that make me happy? Oh, yeah. Would that make the giving of the talks happy so that we don't have all the barking and the chasing and the laughing on the talks when we are trying to calm our dogs down because we have visitors? And, you see, be yourself and have fun. Now, Ellen?
Yes?
I'm going to give you a present. And that present is a dog called Little Love. And that present is for you. Now, Ellen, what are you going to do with that present? Are you going to let that present get up on the table and eat the butter?
No.
Yo. Are you going to let that present climb in your bed? Are you going to let that present get up where you don't want it to be? Are you going to let that present bark when you don't want it to bark?
No.
Are you going to let that present mess in the house? You're going to teach the present to mess out of the house, you know, to do whatever. Now, why? Because, Ellen, you are number one. And your present is number two. But, no, you're number one. And your present is there to be your enjoyment. And if that present is not an enjoyment to you, that present will disappear. If that present is barking, night and day, barking for whatever reason, you know, and you don't know and you don't know how to stop him, he will say, I've had enough of that. I'm going to give him away to somebody else who wants this barking dog, you know. And you see, you're really number one. Mm-hmm. It's you. And if anything is disturbing your environment, anything is disturbing your world, then that has to be under control, right? Mm-hmm. Now, always remember them. Always remember them. And if anyone says that they don't want to do what you want them to do, just say to them, I have told you what I want to do. If you don't do what I want you to do, I will not tell you a second time. But I will just close the door of my mind from your presence, and you will no longer be in my world. Now, you might be around me, you might be here or there, you might be living with us and so on, but you won't be in our world. You know? You won't be. If the little children start swearing in the house, the mother doesn't say, you know, you're terrible children and that's bad. She's in our house, we use polite language, and that's not polite language. In our house, we do these things. Now, son, what do those words mean that you were saying? And why are you saying them? Well, I don't know what to do. Well, do you think that they're right for you to say because you want to get a response from somebody? Yum. Well, we don't do that around here. We are a loving family, and we do these things. Now, son, if you persist, this is only in the number 10, 12 times saying it to him. If you persist in that, as far as I'm concerned, you're not even in this family anymore. When you're ready to come in the family again, you just come up to me and say, Mom, I'm ready to come back in the family. And you're going to be very welcome. But if you talk like that, you're not welcome in this family. And then completely act as though they're no longer there. And you'd be surprised how quickly the problem is remedied. Now, they want to be a member of the family. They want to be in. And you want to have them there. But are you strong enough to stand up for principle? Are you strong enough to stand up for principle and say, that's not acceptable in our family? You know, that's not acceptable in my world. That's not acceptable. Now, if these gentlemen who were working on our trees and cutting them up, if you had gone up to them, Ellen, and they told you, no, we don't have a card, well, you go get yourself a card, and when you have one, then you can come back and work here. Period. You know? There's no discussion. Because if the Border Patrol were to come on the property, or the immigration people, or whatever, and they were to say, let's see your card, and they didn't have a card, they would fine us for hiring illegal people on property, you know. Mm-hmm. And we don't want that. And they don't want that. And so we don't create them coming here. So what happened to all of them? They all had identification. And everything is fine.
Of course.
Yeah, and that's cool.
Yes.
But you see, now, what did you say? The minute you heard that they all had identifications, that's cool. And that's right.
Yes.
That's acceptable in our family.
Yes.
See, that's acceptable in our family. And as far as I'm concerned, in our family, everybody is happy all the time. And if anybody's not happy, they're not in my family.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody comes up and says, I don't like this, I don't... what's your problem? You don't like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you just start liking yourself and all those things will go away. But they did this... No, no, you acknowledged it. If you hadn't seen it, you wouldn't have even known they did it. And you wouldn't have been upset about it. So, big deal. You know, don't give it a thought. And so, you see... Sincerity and integrity begin when we like ourselves, when we're happy with ourselves, when we're at peace with ourselves. And it isn't looking at the elections. People want to look at the elections because they're coming up soon, you know, for the president and vice president and so forth. And that's a lot of garbage. That's a lot of garbage. What we want to do, we look at these officers, we look at these people running for office, and we say, the best man is in every post.
Yeah. Yeah.
The best man is filling every single seat that is, or a woman,
uh-huh.
you know, that is being sought. And they are now thinking on behalf of the country, and they are now thinking positive, wonderful thoughts. I just wrote Christy a letter in London. She's doing her dissertation for her academic nursing degree, her doctorate, in fact. And she said, treat with me. And I said, Christian, you are writing your academic thesis as one of the most outstanding works of a genius that your institution has ever seen in their entire career. You are so professional. You are so magnificent. You are so great, you know. And that I believe it. And then she had a few other things, you know, and I said, the same type of thing to her on each one. But that's true. That's what we want to say. Now, she says it's got to be done in a certain time. It's done. It's done. But if she said it's got to be done, then it's not done. But if she said it's done, and then away it goes, you know, and it's done. Now, if she really wanted some help, all she'd have to do is to take her nephew and say, Hugo, sit down at the typewriter and type my thesis. I will dictate it to you. Now, blah, 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 blah. And then Hugo, who already has his medical doctor's degree and his psychiatric doctor's degree, and he's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant young man, and he types very well, obviously, too. He could just zap it off for her, and in no time at all, she'd have that ideal thing done. Now, she's allowed to have somebody give her help, you know. She's allowed to have somebody polish her work as she does it. It just has to be her work. And she's got the brain, she's got the genius, she's got the talent, she's got everything that she can do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter that she has to have the integrity and sincerity of what?
Being herself.
Being herself.
And having fun.
And having fun doing it. You see? You don't want to be yourself and have, oh, darn, oh, golly, I wonder if I could do it. That's not having fun.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're being yourself and having fun, then it's a snap, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she'll do it with wisdom, with genius, with brilliance, with professionalism, and she can have all the help she wants. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Just like she told us about an incident where she had to go down and take a class, but she couldn't find her shoes, she couldn't get the bus, she couldn't do this, her car didn't work, everything didn't work. Finally, she called up the teacher and said, is that class going to be held again? And the teacher says, we canceled the class. Ellen, don't be frightened. It's a little a hummingbird was coming to your head and saying, you smell sweet.
Yeah.
But you see, the teacher said they had canceled that class and that it's going on later. So that was perfect for her. Ideal. But she put the cause in motion by her body saying, you got the wrong shoes on, her car not working, everything saying, you're not going. Check and find out why if you like, you know, but you're not going. There's no way you can get there, you know. And so she checked, and sure enough, the class was delayed for whatever reason. Well, for her reason, of course. Mm-hmm. You see, this is being yourself and having fun, knowing that everything is being done for you, around you, about you, and for your enjoyment. So, don't ever be touched by anybody. Don't ever be touched by anything. Don't ever let anything shake your boat. You just say, I rock with the boat. What does a sailor do?
Flows with.
He moves with the boat, and the boat tips this way, he tips that way, he tips that. He's the gait of a sailor, as they say. Of course, that's not so true today, but in yesteryear, when the boats were not as stable as they are today, but yesteryear, when a sailor was on a boat, you know, he had to lean whichever way the boat is leaning, because that's just the way the ocean was. But today, with the big boats and the big guiding fins and leveling, stabilizing fins on the boats, they don't wiggle so much. But say to me, we live in a wonderful world, and we live in a world that is being ourselves and having fun, and we have learned how to do that graciously, wonderfully, beautifully, with all the sincerity and integrity that's within us. And you want to be in this family?
Yes.
If you do, then like yourself and have fun. I love you.
Love you.
I love you. I love you.
Thank you.